cam out and see them putting them in the spread or whatever I'm using to spread them with.
You mean you got the rooms in that house still don't, the floors don't leak any?
No, it's, when I went to filling them up full of,
you mean,
that stuff, I had to get up on that house and reinforce it all that.
Yeah.
Keep it from, now you know how there wouldn't be a way back in there, you know, strong enough flow, not fill it up full of heavy grain.
Yeah.
That old cake place, I mean, I think I broke about every one of them floors in, filling it up full of corn. But I'd rebuild them and brace them and fix them. And one up there broke in now. I never did finish yet. I just quit using it. But hay ain't one hard breaking me. I mean, you're going to fill them up full of, you're going to snapping your corn out and filling it up high, you reach up there. You better have a good flow unless you fall in. It'll break.
I was going to say, you know, those old houses, like, well, that's a, that house is a, still looks like it's a pretty sturdy house.
They all, that's one made to hold up nothing like that. They just made for somebody to walk around there and have a bed in it and all, but they won't stand up for, not filling it up full of grain.
Yeah. You mean to tell me that you just took grain and pumped it in one of the windows or something like that?
Well, that Oates did this year. He had an aug on it, and he just back up out there and stick it in the window and it'd all get in there.
How far did it fill it up about?
Yeah, I'd put, just put so much, maybe so many bushes to the room. Go down, you wouldn't stand it now.
Two or three?
You put it, well, something, well, all over it, you put it about that deep in oats. You better not go corn. You better not go shell corn. You better not go too deep with that shell corn if you was putting it in that corn. It's like rocks yet about it.
And you would just go in there and do it yourself?
Yeah, get your shovel and scoop them up, put them in the sack and back up to the porch and set them on there, come out and see them plant them.
Yeah, that's tough work.
It is.
Wouldn't you have a bunch of little things that come in there and eat it, animals?
Nothing hardly ever borrowed them oats and things in there. They would if they could get to it.
Sure.
Now, rats would give something like that a fit, but you, the bunch of old cats around over there, keep them pretty well caught in.
I asked you before, did you have ever any kind of animals that would bother your stock or anything like that? Any kind of, your fowl?
Biggest thing I ever had, well, back in then, would foxes give you chickens a fit. You know, go back in there, you'd keep a bunch of chickens and lay eggs and things. Now, old foxes, catch them off out there around the edge and catch them, tow them off. An old bobcat, he'd get them. And the hawks, they'd catch you. They'd be about catching your small bitties. And remember, a big old hawk, he'd catch the hens and things. But I remember my mother used to fix them hawk vomit, I believe it was. She mixed it up and feed. It wouldn't kill a chicken, but it'd kill that hawk if he caught the chicken and eat it.
What's that?
Ox vomit, I believe.
Ox vomit. That's interesting.
Ox vomit, something. It's some kind of medicine. You could make it up in the feed and feed that chicken. If the hawk caught the chicken and eat the chicken, it'd kill the hawk.
Got any owls here?
Any which?
Owls.
Yeah, we got a hoot owl, screech owl. Got plenty of one. You stay on that little chimney over there. Although I ain't still stayed over there. He down here to take a spell of hollering.
And you mentioned the bird that's always drilling on trees.
Oh, woodpecker. Yeah, there's plenty of that. But that old woodpecker, that old, I call him a white shade too.
The big one. I've seen them. We call them Lord Gods.
Oh, there's some of them. That old Lord God, he is a big one.
You got
some of them, see?
You got that Lord God around?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are getting mighty. You don't
see many of them. Not too many.
I think pesticides having a lot to do with that bird.
I think the pesticides are getting next to a heap of